on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police in Gauteng say they've not ruled out the possibility of more arrests in connection with today's child pornography bust in Midrand. A 35-year-old man is behind bars after allegedly being found in possession of around 10 million illicit images of children. Police spokesperson Amanda van Veek says he also faces distribution charges.
This arrest of the 35-year-old suspect emanates from information that we have received from international law enforcement. They identified a target in South Africa, and further investigation will reveal the magnitude of this crime that has been committed. This is a borderless crime. The crime is beyond the borders of South Africa.
Van Veek says drugs were also found on the premises at the residential estate. One of the residents of the complex says she was shocked to see the man being arrested.
You would think that living in a secured, gated complex, things like this won't happen. But yeah, very shocked. I think this is the first instance because this is the first time we're hearing about it. And we were actually never told. We were told by somebody on a tenants group that this is what's happening, like, right now, live.
The Health Products Regulatory Authority says safety warnings for contraceptives and cancer medication containing medroxyprogesterone as acetate must be updated to reflect the possible risk of brain tumor. It follows research conducted in Europe and the US recently. But the risk of meningioma is said to remain low, with only 32 global cases in 20 years. SAPRA's Madimeja Mashishi says healthcare professionals should monitor symptoms while patients are urged to discuss risks and follow medical advice.
A meningioma is a tumor which is usually non-cancerous that develops in the membranes surrounding the brain and spinal cord. SAPRA's decision follows evidence from an investigation it conducted, which suggests the presence of an increased risk of meningioma in people using MPA-containing products.
Eskom CEO Dan Marukani has announced the appointments of Candace Hartley as the Chief People Officer and Rivoningo Mnisi as the Group Executive for Renewables. The entity says the hires complete the utility's executive restructuring. Marukani says Hartley will enhance human capital strategies, while Mnisi will lead Eskom's renewable energy projects targeting 2 gigawatts by 2026. And a bar in the UK's Houses of Parliament is being shut on Monday following an alleged spiking incident. It's understood a female parliamentary researcher had her drink tampered with last week. Officials say security is being reviewed. Police in London say they're looking into the incident. Durban 29 tomorrow. Peter Marrott spoke in Richards Bay 31. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.